Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
All right. Buckle up, everyone, because today we're doing things a little differently. We're diving deep, deep into the world of Avingtrans and their 2024 annual report.
Ooh, interesting choice. I've been keeping my eye on Avingtrans. They're an interesting one.
They really are. And we're not just talking about your run-of-the-mill company here. This is a company that's got its hands in some pretty fascinating sectors. Think like those intricate pumps that keep nuclear power plants humming.
Right. Crucial, but not exactly front-page news.
Exactly. But then on the flip side, they're also developing cutting-edge medical imaging tech next-gen MRI machines. That's Avingtrans for you, straddling the line between established engineering and these super innovative medical technologies.
I'm intrigued. It's not every day you see a company with such a diverse portfolio. And from what I've gathered, their business model is all about strategic acquisitions and, let's be honest, calculated risks, which is what makes this deep dive so interesting.
Their pinpoint invest exit strategy, or PIE as they call it, acquire, transform, profit, that's the name of the game.
Precisely. And this annual report gives us a peek behind the curtain to see how that strategy is playing out. It's not just about the numbers themselves, but what they tell us about how Avingtrans operates.
So let's talk numbers. Revenue's looking pretty good. A record $136.6 million. That's a jump of 17.3%. They're definitely doing something right.
Impressive growth indeed. Though, we have to acknowledge that acquisitions play a role in those numbers.
Ah, right, of course. Can't forget about that. But here's where it gets a little curious. Profits actually down. Adjusted earnings per share dipped from 23.4p to 18.5p. So help me out here, record sales, yet a dip in profit. What's the story there?
That's where understanding their PIE strategy becomes absolutely crucial. See, Avingtrans is in the business of, well, it's like they're in the business of finding those hidden gems. Companies that are undervalued, maybe a bit neglected, and they swoop in, invest in them, turn things around, make them shine, and then
they cash in.
Exactly. They sell them off for a profit. They're like the business world's makeover experts, taking something with potential and realizing it.
So this profit dip, we shouldn't be hitting the panic button just yet.
Not necessarily. If you look closely, the report attributes this dip to, well, they're making some pretty significant investments.
Ah, okay. So where are they putting all this money?
Primarily in their medical and industrial imaging division, MII, as they like to call it. They're particularly interested in two key areas. First, you've got Magnetica. They're developing these really cool helium-free MRI machines.
Helium-free? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Cutting-edge stuff. Then there's Adaptix. They're all about making 3D X-ray systems more accessible. Both of these technologies have the potential to really shake up the medical imaging market. But as you can imagine, bringing that kind of innovation to market, it requires a hefty upfront investment.
Makes sense. So they're playing the long game, investing now for a potentially bigger payoff down the line.
Exactly. And that's why it's a bit misleading to just focus on this short-term profit dip. It's about understanding the bigger picture, the strategy behind it all.
So essentially, we're looking at two sides of the Avingtrans coin. The steady, reliable performance of their energy division, and then this high-stakes gamble on medical imaging.
A gamble, perhaps, but a calculated one. And to really get a handle on this approach, we need to break it down.
All right, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about the energy division, or AES, as they call it in the report. It's the backbone of their current business, raked in a massive 97% of their sales in 2024. Seems like it's been a pretty solid year for them.
Absolutely. Flourishing, even. We're talking an 18% jump in revenue, landing them at a cool $132.9 million. And a lot of this success, it's coming from some pretty big wins.
Oh, yeah. Like what kind of wins are we talking about?
Well, for one, there's Hayward Tyler. They're the pump specialists, right?
Mm-hmm.
They managed to snag a $10 million contract with TerraPower, a big player in that next-gen nuclear power space.
Nuclear power, that's a pretty niche market, isn't it?
It is. But that's kind of Aving Trans's MO. They're good at finding those specialized corners of the market. And then there's Booth Industries. They make those high-tech doors. They secured a $36 million trial-on order for HS2. That's the UK's new high-speed rail project.
So they're literally in the business of keeping things moving and keeping things secure. What I find really interesting, though, is that they're doing so well in these very specific areas. Nuclear decommissioning, these specialized pumps for really demanding environments. It's not exactly mainstream energy stuff. So okay. What's the strategy there? Why focus on these niches within the broader energy sector?
It's smart, honestly. Like, they've found this really strategic way to position themselves within this huge global energy market. And while, yeah, the demand for energy is obviously high, which benefits their energy division overall, these specific niches, they offer something extra to a certain level of stability.
Stability, how so?
Well, think about it. They're not going head to head with these massive energy giants in a cutthroat, broad market. Instead, they've kind of become the go-to experts for these really specialized but super essential components.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being the best at something very specific. Less competition, more predictable demand, even when the market gets a bit shaky.
It's like they found their lane and they're just cruising. But okay, let's shift gears again. We can't forget about that remaining 3% of their business, the medical imaging division, MII, as we were calling it earlier. This is where things get really interesting for me.
Oh, absolutely. And for good reason. Well, yeah, right now the revenue from MII is small. The potential, it's huge. And that's exactly why Aving Trans is putting so much faith in it and, more importantly, so much money behind it.
It's all about the potential, right? And speaking of potential, we got to talk about these big investments they're making. Magnetica's helium-free MRI machines and Adaptix's 3D X-ray systems. We're talking future of healthcare here.
Absolutely. We're talking about changing the game. Take Magnetica, for example. They're tackling a real issue, you know. The global helium shortage is a big deal, and they're finding a way around it. No need for liquid helium to cool the magnets means a more sustainable solution and potentially lower costs.
And less bulky machines, I imagine.
Exactly. Smaller footprint, which is a big deal in hospitals. And then you've got Adaptix, making high-quality 3D imaging way more accessible.
That sounds amazing, but how?
Their systems are designed to be smaller and more affordable than the traditional CT scans. It's about bringing those scans right to the doctor's office, you know? No need for a separate trip to the hospital. Point of care, they call it.
That's huge for people in remote areas or who have a harder time getting around. Game changer. But hold on, the report mentioned a bit of a speed bump. There's that delay in FDA approval for Magnetica's MRI machine. Something about cybersecurity requirements, right?
Right. It looks like they're now aiming for late 2025.
How much of a setback is that?
It's definitely a hurdle, no doubt about it. But delays happen, especially when you're dealing with something as sensitive as medical technology.
Yeah, you want to make sure everything is perfect.
Exactly. And from what I can tell, Aving Trans is tackling this head on. They're not shying away from the issue. They're being transparent about it. They're working with the FDA. Shows they're committed to getting it right, which in the medical field is just as important as the tech itself.
Okay, so big picture here, we've got this super reliable, steady energy division bringing in the bulk of their income, and then this super exciting, high potential, but kind of risky medical imaging division. So the big question is Aving Trans spreading itself too thin trying to juggle both of these, or have they found the perfect balance? So we've spent some time with the energy division, the steady workhorse, and peeked into the future with their medical imaging projects, the high-stakes ventures. But after looking at all this, the question still remains, is Aving Trans really this master strategist juggling these two very different worlds? Or are they spreading themselves a bit thin?
It all comes back to balance, doesn't it? And their whole pinpoint invest exit strategy is right at the heart of that.
Right, the PIE strategy.
Exactly. And looking at their track record, not just in this report, but over the past few years, they've definitely shown they know how to spot potential. They find these companies, maybe ones that have been overlooked or underestimated, and they don't just buy them up. They invest strategically, they bring in their expertise, and they turn things around.
And then when the time is right, they cash in, they sell high.
Exactly. Their sale of the aerospace division a while back is a perfect example of that. They added real value, and then they knew when to let go.
So they're proving they can make it work. But those medical investments, they feel riskier. You know, longer timelines, higher upfront costs. Could that upset their whole balance?
There's always a risk when you're pushing boundaries, especially in a field like medical tech. It's not just about the money either. It's the time it takes to get these kinds of technologies off the ground. But that's why they're being so strategic about it.
Right. They're not just throwing money at any idea that comes along.
Exactly. These are calculated risks. They see the potential,
yeah,
and it's big, but they're also aware of the challenges. That's why they're balancing it out with their more established businesses.
And speaking of challenges, we have to talk about that analyst note from Cavendish. They seem cautiously optimistic about Abingtrans, but they definitely don't sugarcoat the risks.
I think Cavendish hit the nail on the head when they called Abingtrans a long game investment. They see the potential, especially if these medical technologies take off, but they also acknowledge that it's going to take time.
It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Investors need to be in it for the long haul. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Abingtrans, what are the big takeaways for our listeners? What have we learned?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that Abingtrans is playing a different game than most companies. They're not afraid to be bold, to try new things. They've got this unique strategy, and they've proven they can make it work.
Right. It's not just about making a quick buck. It's about finding those hidden gems and polishing them up.
Precisely. But it's not without risk. The medical imaging side of things, that's the wild card.
High risk, potentially high reward.
Exactly. It's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out.
I definitely will. So, for anyone listening out there, if you're the kind of investor who likes to play it safe, maybe Abingtrans isn't for you. But if you're intrigued by a company that's not afraid to push boundaries and you're willing to buckle up for the ride, well, Abingtrans might just be the ticket. They're a fascinating company doing some truly groundbreaking work, and we can't wait to see what they do next.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.